Could I ask everyone to take their seats? Is this working? Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, the mics? Oh, I gotta tell them. Okay.
Can I ask everyone to take their seats, please? Are we ready to go? Thank you. I'm just waiting for a few people to be ready to go. Welcome to the CCNSO ALAC meeting. Welcome to the 7:15 CCNSO ALAC meeting. I thank all of our scheduling people for making sure I didn't sleep in again today, and all of us. Byron, thank you very much for joining us today. Looking so awake.
Probably hasn't been sleeping.
The agenda items we have today were largely set by the CCNSO. I'm going to effectively turn over chairing to Byron, and on each item we will certainly, we've already pre-decided, we will do our sparring and disagreeing after Byron introduces each item.
Good, I can hardly wait. Yeah, let's just skip the content and go straight to the sparring, right?
I hope with the tone and the smile on my face that it was given.
Yeah. All right, well, welcome everybody to our early morning meeting, which seems to be becoming a regular feature. Thanks very much for having us. We have a couple of what I think are pretty substantive issues on the table for the morning. First is having a bit of a conversation about the timing of the meetings, but in terms of more substantive, we suggested for agenda items that we have a discussion around the CWG stewardship, the oversight transition stewardship process to date, and we're certainly curious to understand what the decision-making process within ALAC is once a draft proposal is put forward. Whenever that may be, how is that decision-making process going to happen in your constituency, and what are the sorts of outreach efforts that you're doing, and how are you seeing the potential timelines lining up? if there's any sense of what that looks like, we'd be very curious, because it's a discussion we're having in our own council about when we receive a proposal, how is that decision-making process happening, what might the timelines look like, et cetera. Yeah, and we're doing that in the context of then trying to get a better, more realistic picture of when the various chartering communities would actually be able to come to a conclusion. So that's one of the agenda items. There's also the CCWG accountability progress to date. There's an opportunity for discussion on that, and then a briefing by our SOP, Strategic and Operational Planning Working Group. As I think most people would be aware, that is one of the main working groups of our community and has been so for a number of years, and has done over the years, I think, some very good work and analysis on the ICANN budget, operating plan, and strategic plan. And we're just about to announce our new chair, which will be Giovanni, who has been occupying that on a temporary basis. And as of the council meeting tomorrow, hopefully we will be able to say he is officially the full-time chair, not just the acting chair. But as he said to me, he's Italian, so it's yesterday. Until it's official, we'll see, right? So be nice to him. We want him to be full-time chair. Yes, exactly. One thing that I did think might merit some chair's indulgence is rearranging the agenda to put the SOP report first, because any of the other topics could exhaust the entire hour that we have, but I think it would be important to share with you the work that's been done on the SOP, because I think it's valuable for every community. So if that is acceptable, I think we'll do that. And that can actually also take item number 5 on the agenda, ICANN's 5-year operational plan. We can work that in terms of a conversation. So if that that seems acceptable, yep. I will pass it over to Giovanni to provide an update on the SOP's work. Thanks, Giovanni.
Thank you, Mario, and thank you, everybody. Good morning, very early morning. So just a few words about the latest work done by the CCMSO Strategy and Operating Plan Working Group. And thanks again for to the community for the trust in appointing me as permanent chairman of the working group. So the latest comments produced by the working group were relating to the ICANN Operating Plan 2016-2020, which was published by ICANN in the last quarter of 2014, and which had an open comment period until early January, as it was the deadline was postponed to early January. The CCNSO Strategy and Operating Plan Working Group, let's say that we made our comments as a Christmas gift to ICANN, as they were delivered on the 24th of December, really the Christmas Eve, and that was intentional. And we believe that the comments were quite sound, and some of the comments were reiterating previous comments that we have been making basically since the working group started working in 2008. The main comment relates to the fact that the operating plan which ICANN has released still lacks good and clear KPIs, key performance indicators, which can help the community to track and assess the progress of the actions and the goals against what ICANN has planned. This is a comment that was made not only by the working group of the CCNSO, but also by all the other contributors to the public comment. The public comment period ended at the beginning of January, as I said, and there were 8 comments submitted, mainly comments from the different constituencies, and 38 of the comments were relating to the lack of KPIs or not having sufficient KPIs or having unclear KPIs. The second big comment that we made is, in any case, a big acknowledgement that this operating plan represents a great progress against the previous versions of the operating plan that we have seen so far, in the sense that it's a good plan. There are some refinements that can be made over time, but it's a good plan. And we have acknowledged that, and we have complimented ICANN for that, because, again, with all the work that we have done all through these years, this is the first time we see a plan well-structured, with clear milestones, with actions that are linked to goals, which are also linked to the objectives of the strategy plan. So it's a well-shaped plan. There is a part of the plan, the last part, which is fully dedicated to the financial model that is at the basis of the operating plan of ICANN. The financial model is described at very, very high level, so it contains assumptions and it contains some principles. We were expecting to see a bit more financial data, which ICANN, in the comments that were provided by ICANN against the comments we submitted, we were told that those financial data will be released at a second stage, so in the near future, to the community. But currently the operating plan doesn't contain any, let's say, financial data, just financial principles. So the financial principles were deemed to be quite good by the working group, the CCNSO working group, although there was a minor remark regarding the lack of an in-depth analysis relating to risk and opportunities, which were highlighted in the strategy plan but have not been so highlighted in the operating plan. And we were expecting a bit more details regarding risk and opportunities, considering all the big framework in which ICANN is currently operating and all the changes, not only at market level, but also in terms of the functions that ICANN may operate in the future. We also recommended ICANN to keep the strategy plan and operating plan outlook and structure the same way they are now. That is to make sure that the community can read it easily and can get familiar with the current presentation of the plans, because in the past years, the way they were presented to us changed a lot and sometimes changed considerably. Now we believe that we have found a stable format, and we recommended ICANN to keep the format. There are some weak areas, including the fact that, for instance, there is an entire goal, which is the strategy goal and the operating plan goal number four, which is relating to the ICANN engagement at the international level. That is, to the opinion of the CCNSO SOP, quite weak. And that is because it fails to address what are the concrete actions that ICANN is planning in terms of engaging with the governments and engaging more with the international community. That said, yesterday we had a very constructive meeting with the ICANN. 2 days ago, we had a very constructive meeting with the ICANN staff in charge of the production of the strategy and operating plan. We acknowledge their challenges as they have basically to collect an enormous quantity of input at internal level and also the input they receive from the community. So there are internal and external challenges. And again, they made up to a very good work, which is the production of this operating plan. They reassured us that the KPIs will be built in as the plan goes. And this was a quite good reassurance for the working group because, again, we have underlined the lack of good KPIs since the beginning of our work. We have also been told that it's not possible at present because of the way the strategy plan and operating plans have been conceived. It's not possible at present to change or refine some objectives of the strategy plan. And that's because the strategy plan has been approved. So there were some comments relating to the fact that we thought that some of the goals of the operating plan should have been merged with other goals as a matter of consistency, as a matter of improving the flow, as a matter of making sure that some actions are complete in the way they are presented. We were told that's not possible because the operating plan follows the flow of the strategy plan, and therefore what has been defined as an objective and as a goal in the strategy plan has been approved as such by the board, and therefore the next window to refine this is in 2019 when they will open the discussion for the next 5 years strategy plan. However, they reassured us that, again, our comments to make the flow of the objectives and the goals more linear has been taken into account. Regarding the lack of financial data, again, we were told that those will be provided soon to the community. And yesterday evening, some of us, they were there, we had an interesting discussion with Xavier and Suzanne regarding the financial data, regarding the fiscal year 2016 budget. And they told also yesterday evening that, again, the more the operating plan progress, the more financial data will be provided to the community. And I must say that yesterday evening, I was really impressed because for the first time, there was a level of transparency which I'd never seen before in terms of the data that were shared with us. And in terms also of, again, the challenges they're having to make an assessment of what could be the income for the future years, again, considering the market and considering the big changes that can be in the ICANN structure. So chapeau, like they say in French, to the ICANN staff for this, because they have really to be complimented considering the big environment we are working in. There is a last point, which it's a great acknowledgement in the feedback we have received from ICANN staff to our comments, which is the commitment of ICANN to refine the consultation mechanism with all